Well, hello, and thanks for tuning in to the season finale of the Without Excuse Devotional Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wallerzak, and as always, I'm so excited that you've tuned in today. The topic for our discussion today is pressing forward. Before we get too deep into the conversation, I simply want to say thank you for tuning in today and for all of those who have supported us throughout this whitetail season and the production of this devotional podcast. I appreciate the emails that I've received and the positive feedback throughout the season. It's encouraged me to keep making this podcast. I know the format is a little different from those devotionals we've created in the past that were video-based, but the change was necessary, and the reception of them has been very positive. So for that, thank you very much, and it's been a pleasure producing the Without Excuse Devotional Podcast. Well, as I sit here today at my desk, today is January the 3rd, and at 6:06 this evening, the official whitetail season ended today here in Indiana, and I can say it was honestly a very memorable one for the Wallerzak family. Back in mid-October, I had the opportunity to harvest a doe and fill the freezer and put some nice high-quality protein meat in the freezer from a nice big doe that we harvested. Then, back on November the 7th, my son Will and I climbed up into the tree for what turned out to be a very memorable hunt, and I had the opportunity to harvest a buck that we simply called the Big Eight. Throughout the whitetail season, I had my kids out there with me, and I just enjoyed spending time in God's creation with them, building some great memories. You know, one of the things I always like to do is to think back through the season, think about some of the positive things that we accomplished, and then also think through maybe some of the mistakes that we made and try to better plan for the next season and maybe not make those same mistakes if we can avoid them. Some of the things that I definitely know that we want to change up for next year is our food plot strategy. This year, by the time the late season rolled around, we simply did not have enough food for the deer to keep them interested, and that did hurt us a little bit in the late season, and the deer encounters definitely dropped off throughout the latter part of November and the first part of December. One of the things we also really regretted was that we did not have a long-range weapon sighted in when the firearm season came in, and for us that would have been a muzzleloader. Will has a muzzleloader and so do I, and neither one of those weapons were sighted in as we rolled into the firearm season. We had just been so busy with things going on here within the family and work and just didn't take the time to do it. And on opening day of the firearm season here in Indiana, our number one hit list buck stepped out in front of us during the evening hunt, and it was out at 100 yards, and we just did not have the confidence to take that shot, and I called Will off the shot. The buck eventually did circle back around us, and he gave us a nice 50-yard shot as he circled back by, but it was just too dark. We were down to the last few minutes of legal shooting light, and Will was having a hard time finding the deer in the sights, and the footage was really grainy, but I was going to go ahead and give him the go-ahead if he would have been able to pick up the deer. So that's something we want to make sure we're more ready for next year when that firearm season rolls around. But with that, we did a lot of positive things, and we were very excited about how the season turned out as a whole. You know, as I think about that, it reminds me of a passage of scripture that we can read in the Bible in Philippians chapter 3, and this was Paul writing to the church in Philippi. And in verse 13 and 14 of Philippians 3, Paul says this, "Brothers, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." You know, the reality is I cannot go back and change anything that we did this whitetail season. It's in the past, it's already happened, and the season is in the books. You know, that same truth holds for us in life as well. The reality is things that maybe have happened this past year, or even maybe further back in your life, things that maybe you just look back at your life and you say, I'm just not proud about those moments. Maybe it's a challenge that you've had in your life and you're just not proud about it. The reality is you cannot go back and change those things. But what you can do is you can learn from them. And then as Paul told the church in Philippi, we forget those things which are behind and we reach forward to those things which are ahead. And so literally, I just want to encourage you today as we roll into the new year, into 2016, what are you reaching forward towards? Some of the things that I personally have been thinking about and praying about over the past few days, I really don't set New Year's resolutions. I'm all for setting personal goals, but I don't set necessarily New Year's resolutions. The one thing that I have decided to make my life resolution is to love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. You know, I know if I'll do that, if I will do that first, which is to love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, I know that many of these things that may challenge me will begin to fall in line, and they'll be in their right place. And then I want to love my neighbor as myself, and I want to be able to serve my neighbor and to ultimately tell my neighbor about Jesus Christ, who loved them enough that he gave his life for them. And so those are the things I'm pressing towards. And as I love God and try to put him first in my life, I know that the balance of priorities will begin to take place. I know I'll give my proper time to spending time with him in prayer and the reading of scripture, serving my community, also serving my wife and loving her as Christ loved the church, serving my children well, doing a good job in the workplace. All those things will begin to fall in line. And so I want to leave you with Paul's words here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. He says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing." You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, as we think about him in Scripture and we learn about his life, he laid it all out for the gospel. He laid it all out for Jesus Christ, and he did fight a good fight, and he kept the faith, and he ran his race. And he was looking forward to that day when he would meet Jesus Christ and he would cross that finish line, so to speak, and he would realize that there was this crown of righteousness which was laid up for him, and Jesus Christ himself would give him that crown. What a day that'll be, friend. And so as you roll into 2016, forget those things which are in the past, learn from them, and press forward into your new year. May God bless you. We sure do appreciate all your support. If you have any questions or comments in reference to this teaching today, feel free to email me at paul@withoutexcuseministries.com. And remember, until we meet again, be safe, shoot straight, and enjoy your time in God's great outdoors.